SRN News, I'm John Scott. An Israeli strike on central Beirut killing an official with Hezbollah.
A Hezbollah official has said that its main spokesman, Mohammed Afif, has been killed in an Israeli strike in central Beirut. Mohammed Afif had been especially visible after Israel's military escalation in September and following the assassination of longtime Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah. Although Israel regularly strikes Beirut's southern suburbs, it has not struck central Beirut since last month. Israel is also continuing its ground invasion of Lebanon in the south, pushing deeper into the country. I'm Karen Shamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, Boeing has delivered layoff notices to more than 400 members of its Professional Aerospace Labor Union, part of thousands of cuts planned as that company struggles to recover from financial and regulatory trouble, as well as an 8-week strike by its machinist union. Boeing announced back in October that it planned to cut 10% of its workforce, that's about 17,000 jobs, in the coming months. A court ruling blocking a new overtime rule applying to salaried employees.
A federal judge, Sean Jordan, has sided with the state of Texas and a group of business organizations that argued the Labor Department overstepped its authority when it expanded federal overtime eligibility for salaried workers. It would have allowed those making less than $43,000 a year overtime pay if they worked more than 40 hours a week. The court action brings the old threshold of $35,000 set under the first Trump administration back into effect. Additional pay. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And this is SRN News. A Christian legal group is ready for the Christmas wars.
Liberty Counsel is rolling out its annual Friend or Foe campaign early this year. Since 2003, the Christian Law Group has been offering free legal representation for people whose expression of Christmas in public is being squashed by schools and governments. Liberty Counsel says, quote, "This campaign includes encouragement, education, and if necessary, litigation to guard our freedom to celebrate Christmas." Details can be found at lc.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Russia's lower house of parliament passing a final reading of a bill to ban adoption of Russian children by citizens of countries where sex change operations on kids are allowed. It follows an array of measures in recent years designed to curb the LGBT agenda. President Vladimir Putin and other top officials in recent years have increasingly called for observing traditional values as a counter to Western liberalism. This is SRN News. Political leaders in Alaska welcoming President-elect Donald Trump's pledges to expand oil production. They hope he will undo restrictions imposed by the Biden administration on vast swaths of Alaska's petroleum-rich North Slope, as well as pursue drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. A New Hampshire animal shelter has a major problem on its hands.
A man arrived last Monday saying he wanted to give up 150 mice. Turns out he had way more than that. He turned over just 73 mice that day. By Friday morning, another 450 had been transferred to the shelter. Then another 500 or so were brought in. The shelter's executive director says basic biology is making things worse. Mice reproduce quite often, and many of them arrive with child or with mouse. Jason Walker reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.